Oh, look who wants to join us in Vegas.
You highly disgusting.
Henry Hill.
Oh, of course. He's there every year, isn't he?
Henry!
Hey, how are you kids?
What?
I says, how you guys doing?
What'd he say?
I don't know. Something about kids, and now it's how you guys doing.
I thought he was on the wagon.
I am on a wagon.
I know how he's on the wagon. 1 foot on, 1 foot off.
Henry Hill, who, of course... Hey, do you watch Sopranos?
Love the show.
What'd you think of when the guy was gay?
Well, listen, it happens. You want to know something? There was a lot of guys that I knew that were a little, you know, it's life, man.
But don't they kill guys in the mob who are gay?
No.
Recently,
John Gotti's
I bleeped that off. I bleeped that off.
You know, thank you. Henry has talked about it on the air before.
I'm telling you.
All right, but I bleeped that off.
Henry's talked on the air before that he had a gay friend. There was a gay guy that hung around with the neighborhood that was in the mob that everyone knew was gay.
Yeah, what was that guy? Henry the Fag or something?
Frankie the Fag.
Frankie the Fag. Even Henry admitted to having a gay experience.
Right.
Right?
What are you saying rumors for, Howard?
Didn't you admit that?
Did I?
Yeah.
I must have been drunk. Anyway,
Yeah, come by.
What, John?
I'm cutting you off. Goodbye. I don't want you to talk about that. I don't want you to talk about that.
Give us a break here.
Okay.
I don't need you mentioning a mob guy and then saying his brother's gay or this one's gay or his sister's gay or his uncle or his kids or his friend.
Okay. I
have respect.
We want to talk in general. That's what we do.
We're just talking about gay dudes in the mob.
Yeah.
Hey, like Don.
In general, 25 years ago today, I left New York City.
Don Felicio, I've come to speak to you.
So they didn't just knock off a guy because he was gay?
No.
In Jersey, a guy got knocked off.
I know. And it was just a rumor.
Well, if the guy made money, what are you going to do?
That guy who's on The Sopranos who plays the gay dude?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come hang with us.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Yep.
Jerry.
In Vegas?
Yeah, he's just going to come hang out. He doesn't even care if he's on the show. He just wants to hang.
Can I come and hang with you?
I don't want to hang with you.
Like, no, you can be on the show. You can't hang with us.
I'll have you come on the show, but I don't want to hang out with you.
All right.
You got reputations.
You still scare me.
Oh, come on. I'm a little old man. I'm shrinking.
You're a little old man who used to take a club and beat people to death.
I told you last year I wound up in a restaurant where he was having dinner, and he just stared at me the whole time from, you know, the other table.
Well, that's the mob mentality.
No, Robin, you're beautiful.
That didn't
look like a stare of admiration.
That's going to be, I'm going to intimidate you till you, you know, until you interact with me.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a little old shrinking man who buried spider somewhere in Queens.
Yeah. Who put enough lime in spider's grave to make sure he decomposed.
How many bodies have you gotten rid of?
Oh, God.
Three that we know of.
Yeah, I got more than that.
Yeah, just give me a count.
You know, he did an e-show once, Howard. He claims now he retracts the whole thing because he was drunk. But he did an e-show where they just drove around Queens and Brooklyn. He goes, there's one over there. There's one over there.
I know. That was great. Hey, I like Henry and stuff. But, you know, every time you start liking him, you go, wait a second. This is that maniac.
Right. You know, you got to remember what he did.
Yeah.
Well, that was 25 years ago. Today, I left New York 25 years ago.
Some things have no statute of limitations.
Dude, there's no doubt in my mind, if you got pissed off enough, you'd go berserk and do something weird.
I wouldn't. No, I'm a changed person.
Yeah, I see.
I don't know, Henry. I'm worried about you, Henry.
Tell him I'm worried about myself. What are we going to do with this Bush guy?
You tell me. You better watch what you say.
I know. I can't curse no more.
Any guys you regret killing? Do you regret killing any of these guys? The guy you ice picked in the back of the head?
Everyone.
You do? Their ghosts
Everyone.
Haunt you?
Everyone.
Hey, did you ever kill a woman?
No.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Howard.
Come on.
No, I'm with you, Howard. You never
Howard, I'm not a violent guy. I never was a violent person.
But you never had to kill a guy and he was with a chick and you had to get her too?
No.
You're not a violent person. Your whole job was taking a baseball bat to guys' knees. You don't
think that was a job. That was the business.
I know, but that's violent.
You know, Hitler's guys had a job, too.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. I could never do that to another human being unless they were attacking me.
Hey, if it was your job.
You know. Well, but if it was my job, I'd do it.
We didn't have much choice. I didn't have much choice. You know, the second you showed a little sign of weakness, you were next.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, as much as you didn't want to do it, you had to do it.
Who's the hardest guy you ever had to kill? I mean, like, psychologically, like a good friend or something?
I never killed anyone, Howard.
You had to be in on the job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, every one of them. I mean, come on. You know, it's not nice.
Really? Can't imagine the guilt this guy's got to live with.
Please.
I hope you're living with some guilt. I don't even know if you are. I don't know if you feel that bad.
See, that's why I always think he falls off the wagon. That's my theory.
What, when he starts feeling bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that creeps in.
And did you get my new book, Howard? It comes out in June?
No.
Oh, you didn't? We sent some galleys over there.
The cookbook?
You didn't get it?
The cookbook?
No. Gangsters and Goodfellas.
No. I'm confused. There's so many different Henry books.
No, this is the sequel. This is the sequel to
Goodfellas?
To the original, yeah. Oh,